put yourself in the mind frame of an office worker. You could be in any number of job roles. Mail runner, accountant, web designer, receptionist, etc. You're at your place of work and surrounded by other people doing similar jobs. Between your duties, you find time to do some chatting with your coworkers about their weekend, upcoming vacations, their families. Then after a while, you might be looking out the window, noticing how nice the weather has become because it's now spring. When your boss comes up and says, "What's happening? We have sort of a problem here." "Yeah, apparently you didn't put one of the new cover sheets on your TPS reports. Did you see the memo?" Now you're mildly annoyed because you did in fact get that memo. You just sort of shrug it off though, and go back to looking out the window, because you can see the squirrels playing, and they're merry. Your momentary happy and calm rejoins you when, out of nowhere, you hear gunshots. Multiple gunshots. Some people start screaming. You see others running. Depending on what type of person you are and what you've experienced in your life, you may freeze or you may run. A normal day at work, broken up by someone else's need for violence. Welcome back to Music City 911.
Hello? We've reduced 017430, Jenny Police, Fire, Medical.
Yes, there's a shooting at City National Bank.
Do you have the floor?
10801 West Charleston Boulevard.
Do you work there?
Yes. I'm on the fifth floor.
On the fifth floor?
Yes.
How long ago?
Just like a minute ago.
And did it happen on the fifth floor?
Yes, shots fired.
How many shots did you hear?
Like 7 or 8.
And how many minutes ago was that?
Just a minute ago.
Did you see anyone with a gun?
No.
Okay. Do you see anyone injured?
No.
And it was inside the business, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Are you hiding?
Yes.
Okay. How many people are inside the bank?
I don't think it's at the bank. I think it's at either upstairs or next door to us.
But you're at the bank, correct?
It's in the City National Bank building.
Okay, and you're on the fifth floor, correct?
Can you call Rain? Yeah.
So we have someone calling for medical right now.
Okay, thank you.
But I just want to make sure you're on the fifth floor and you heard the shots on the fifth floor?
Yes.
Okay, how many people are inside the building?
I don't know.
Okay.
How many people are inside the building? Yeah, a lot. It's a 6-story building.
Okay. Where are you hiding?
We're in the fifth floor, suite 575.
Okay. But you don't know what suite number it possibly came from?
The one across the hall from us.
So what number is that?
I feel like they're still going off.
What suite number do you think it possibly came from?
Suite 5. What's his suite number? Yeah, Dennis Prince's. I mean, I don't know if it came from over there.
Okay, so you don't know what suite it came from? Do you still hear them now? Hello? We have multiple people calling. Are you hearing more shots?
It's suite 560.
560?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you have a name to that one? Just stay on the line with me if you can.
Dennis Prince. Prince Law Group.
Okay, you said Janice.
Yeah,
Prince Walker.
I heard it from Prince Law Group.
Okay. And you still haven't heard any more shots while we're on the phone, correct?
I haven't, no.
Okay. Do you know what kind of gun was possibly used?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
And I know you may not know, but do you know of anyone that's been drinking or doing any drugs?
No, it's an office building. I'm not sure what's going on over there.
And the suite that you're in?
Small injury law group.
Okay. All right. And what's the name of the personal law injury group that you're at?
We're in the property management. It's Jason Awad's office.
Is this called Watt's office?
Jason Awad.
Jason. How do you spell that?
A-W-A-D.
Thank you so much. Okay, we have multiple units. You have your doors locked, correct?
I don't believe the front door is locked.
Okay. How many are in the suite that you're in?
Three of us.
Three of us, okay.
It does sound like police are on their way.
Yes. We have officers and also medical has been advised.
Okay, thank
and,
you.
And you're in a safe place now, correct?
I believe so.
Okay. Do you feel safe disconnecting with me?
Yes.
Okay, so we are driving there. Just stay there, and if anything does change, just give us a call back, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm, bye.
A call regarding someone shooting inside of an office building on the fifth floor. This happened in Las Vegas, Nevada on April 8th of this year, just after 10 a.m. at the City National Bank building. The building itself is a very normal-looking office building, with not only the bank and its employees occupying the building, but multiple other businesses scattered around various offices. At this point, we don't have a clue about anything other than there is or was someone shooting and approximately where it was happening. Just that it's in the City National Bank building. Initially, the caller didn't even know if the shots were even coming from the floor she was on, which is on the fifth floor, and she was in Suite 560. Later, she mentions a law group. She also doesn't seem extremely frightened, but of course, fear is different from person to person. She was hiding with multiple coworkers in the office. The dispatcher was very quick with her questions. In a situation like this, the quicker the info was taken from the caller, the quicker it could get passed along to the officers on the way. That's a very vital thing to happen. Something like this in a big city, you'll likely have dozens of officers going as fast as they can to the scene, and if they get there before knowing who the suspect is, where the suspect is, if there are any victims, and what their injuries are, they're going to go in blindly, only knowing that one or more people out of possibly hundreds in the building have a gun. One thing I'll note that you heard at the very beginning of the call, the dispatcher, likely having a greeting pre-recorded, they have their name and employee number listed. I'm sure it's the policy of the center, but I don't at all like that. Many years ago, when there were older ways of doing the 911 recordings, that was necessary. With modern technology, you know exactly who was sitting at a specific desk at the exact time the call was taken. So it's not necessary for the recording purposes. And I can promise you, not a single caller will remember both the name and employee number of the dispatcher they talked to when they called 911. If you're a part of an agency still doing this, do what you can to get that removed. As the saying goes, seconds count, and you're using some of those on something pointless. The next call I'm going to play, it's a little out of order, simply because I want to give everyone some very specific advice after. This call actually came in a few minutes after the initial calls came in.
911 emergency, David 2024. Do you need police, fire, or medical?
Police, please.
Okay, what's the location?
10801 West Charleston Boulevard.
Okay.
And it's Suite 560. I'm on my way there. That's where I work, and my daughter works there as well. She's hiding under her desk. She says there's a shooter in the office.
What's your name?
And the name of the law firm.
What's your phone number? Okay.
Have you had any other calls yet about it?
Do you know what? Yes, we have.
Okay.
Do you know what's your daughter's phone number?
Yeah, what floor is she on?
Fifth floor, suite 560.
Five zero,
560.
And what's her name? Okay, that's not your name.
My name. Sorry.
It's okay. We are on the way there. Okay.
Okay. Me too. All right. Thank
okay.
You.
Do you know if she's like hiding under a desk?
She's hiding under her desk.
Okay.
Yep. When you enter into the lobby, she would be in the room to her to your right.
Okay.
There's only one entrance into that area.
Did she give you any other information?
Hang on 1 second. Let me just look. She's texting.
Did she give you descriptions or anything?
She said, I hear the police outside.
Okay.
That's all.
Okay, tell her to just stay there where she's at.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. If anything changes, like she gives you more information, give us a call or however.
I've been on hold for 5 minutes waiting for you guys to answer.
Yeah, we're getting calls, that's why. All right.
I know. Okay, thank you. Bye.
I have a couple talking points about this. The first and most important, and this would go for anyone in a situation like this, if you're a witness to, a victim of, or just in the vicinity of an incident like this, and have the ability to call the police to pass along whatever info you have, don't call your mother instead. Don't call your dad. Don't call your grandparents, a best friend. Call no one other than 911. This is something that can actually cause delays in answer times at the dispatch center, possibly making someone wait on the line that is inside the building or that does have some good information to pass along. Whoever you're calling about this likely won't be able to ask the correct questions that need to be answered. Secondly, this caller, other than saying that there was someone, her daughter, in the office, she really didn't give any information. And her relaying that her daughter is in the office is fine, but in the middle of the day in a large office building, there are going to be likely hundreds of people in many different offices. The caller also said she had been waiting on hold for someone to answer for around 5 minutes. Yes, likely because everyone else that's actually in the office building was also calling about the shooting. And lastly, just to quell the thoughts of some people saying her daughter may not have been able to call or didn't feel safe talking on the phone, most major cities now have text to 911. I checked, and Las Vegas is one of them. With this, you can simply put 911 as the person you're texting and type out the message of what is going on. The dispatcher will be able to take the text message and reply with any questions necessary. It's a bit slower than regular talking on 911, but it's still effective and can keep you safe. I'm not at all trying to put this caller down. I'm just trying to make sure that anyone listening is aware of what you should and shouldn't do in a situation like this. Call or text 911 first. Then, when it's safe to do so, you can call a family member or friend. Doing so in the wrong order could literally cost lives, especially if you have good information to pass along. The next call I have, I've whittled it down quite a bit from a nearly 18-minute long call. It's still pretty long, even with me editing it out like I did. I took out a lot of silent bits while the caller was waiting. I wanted to still keep it a little bit long and still keep the pertinent parts so you can get a feel of what it's like being on both ends of the phone, the caller and the dispatcher. This is a very tense call.
911 emergency. Kircher 1992.
Hello. We need police and everybody. I'm at 10801 West Charleston in Suite 560. There was just a shooting in our conference room.
There's what in your conference room?
A shooting.
Are you okay? In the conference room?
Yes.
And do you know who this person is?
No, I don't know. Please come help. Please, I'm freaked out.
Okay, that was 10801 West Charleston, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and that was inside the building, and you're in the hiding in the conference room? Okay, did you get a look at this person before this happened?
I don't know. It was a we're in the office. It was in a deposition. I just heard, oh, my God, there's more. Please hurry.
Okay, ma'am, take a deep breath for me. Okay, are you in a safe spot where
no.
The door is locked?
No, I can't lock the door.
Are you underneath the desk?
Yes. I'm so scared.
Okay, take a deep breath for me. Is there anybody else in there with you?
Not in my office.
There's nobody else in the conference room?
No. I'm in my office next
You're
to the conference
in,
room.
So the shooting was in the conference room?
Yes.
Did you hear how many shots happened?
I don't know. Probably like 10.
Okay. Have you seen anybody walk by the office at all?
I can't.
Okay, we have help and medical on the way, ma'am, okay?
Oh, my God.
Okay, take a deep...
560. It's on the fifth floor.
It's on the sixth floor?
Five.
Five, okay.
Holy fuck.
Okay. Do you know how many people were inside the conference room?
At least five or six.
Okay, can you hear anybody else right now?
What'd you say?
Are you able to hear anybody else right now?
No, I heard screaming. I heard somebody say, oh my God, it's shooting.
Okay, and have you heard anything since you heard the shots go out?
I heard one more shot.
Since we've been talking on the phone?
Yes.
How long ago was that?
I hear moving. I'm scared.
Okay.
Oh,
just be quiet, ma'am. Take a deep breath. Don't speak. Be calm.
I need to call my mom, please. Can I call you back?
I'm sorry, ma'am?
Can I call my mom? She works in this office. I'm so scared.
You said she works in the office?
She works. She's our office manager.
Okay. The noises you were hearing, is there still movement around?
I think I hear moving, but I can't tell.
Okay. Are you able to see anything from where you are? Don't get out from under the desk.
No, I'm not. I'm not able to see anything.
Okay.
I hear police. Oh, thank God.
Okay. We have officers coming down the street.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm so scared. I hope nobody dies. Oh,
okay,
my
ma'am. Take a deep breath for me, okay, ma'am? Take a deep breath for me.
Oh, my God.
Is your office right next door to the conference room?
Yes. And there's no other way for me to get out except for the pastor.
Ma'am, just stay there until officers come to get you, okay?
Okay. I can hear the police.
Okay, just officers are going to start clearing the building, okay? Stay there.
Okay.
What's your name?
What do I do when we get in the office? Do we just stay under the desk? I'm scared.
Ma'am, take a deep breath for me. Just stay where you are. You're in a hiding place. Stay where you are, okay?
Okay. I can't believe this. I can't believe this.
Take a deep breath for me, ma'am.
Oh my God. Ma'am,
we have officers arriving right now, okay?
Okay.
What do you hear?
Oh my God.
What do you hear?
I can't believe it. Hold on. I don't hear anything right now.
Okay.
Holy fuck, why are guns legal? Holy fuck.
Okay, ma'am, can you spell your name for me?
Yes, it's...
Okay. And are you white, black, Hispanic, or Asian?
I'm white.
What color shirt and pants are you wearing?
I'm wearing a yellow sweater and black pants. Oh, I can hear the police, thank God. Oh, my God, I hope they get up here soon. Oh, my God, I'm so scared. I hope nobody from my office died. I'm freaked out. Oh, my God. I think I know what happened. I think I know what was going on in the deposition. I think the person's last name is Houston. It's an attorney in town. I think it was a family law deposition.
A family law deposition?
Yes, we're a civil practice, but my boss, his new wife is in a really contentious divorce, and I think that's what it was. I think that was what the deposition was going on.
Last name of Houston?
Houston. I don't know his first name. I think he pronounces it Houston.
Okay.
Oh God, I hope the police are here. Oh God. Oh, God, I hope my boss didn't get killed. Oh, my God.
Okay, and is this your office phone or your cell phone?
This is my cell phone.
Okay.
Oh, I hear the police. Oh, please, God, hurry up.
How much battery do you have in your phone?
97%. I'm okay.
Okay. Okay. Give me just a moment. I'm still updating information. Okay. If you hear movement outside, stay quiet.
Okay. Stay here. Sorry, I'm texting my mom. I think I hear movement. I'm praying to God it's police.
Okay.
Holy fuck. This is so crazy. Are you there?
I'm still here, yes.
Okay. Have you guys gotten any other calls from my office?
Yes, we have. We've
oh, thank God. Calls. Oh, thank God. Thank God.
That movement you heard, is it still going on?
Hold on. Oh, my God, there's another shot. Another gunshot. Another gunshot.
You just heard another gun? Okay.
Yes. Oh, my God, please tell me to hurry up. I'm scared. Please, I don't want to be shot. Please. Please, I don't want to be shot.
Take a deep breath. Officers are there, okay? Take a deep breath. Are you able to tell? Does it sound like the shots are coming from your floor?
Yes, it's right next to me.
Are you hearing anything?
Yes.
Okay.
Are they in here yet?
I believe they're preparing. I don't know if they're on your floor yet.
Please tell them to hurry. Please, please, please.
What is it that you're hearing right now?
I'm hearing footsteps.
Okay.
Oh, no, oh, no.
Ma'am, you don't have to say anything, but we have officers making their way up to the fifth floor. Are you still hearing noises, ma'am?
It's quieter.
Okay.
Oh, fuck.
They are inside. They're getting ready to head up to the fifth floor, okay? If it's going to be police, they're gonna announce themselves as police, okay?
Okay.
So if it's anybody else that's not announcing themselves as police, stay hit.
Oh, my God, when are they going to get up here? What the fuck?
So, looks like we do have some officers on the fifth floor.
Oh, my God. Where are the police? Why are they taking so long?
Looks like one of our officers just updated about suite 560, so they should be nearby.
Oh, thank God. Okay, wait, I hear a door opening.
What was that you hear, ma'am?
I hear a door opening.
Is it your door?
Oh, it's the police.
Oh.
Oh, thank God.
Okay, is there a name or number on your office?
It's Prince Law Group. Oh, thank God, the police are here.
Okay, yeah, they're clearing, okay? So just follow their instructions when they make contact with you, okay?
Okay,
I'm gonna stay on the phone with you until officers come into your room, okay?
Okay. Oh, I'm scared to think that the suspect is in here.
I'm sorry?
I just heard them say the suspect is in here because my...
Okay.
Hold on.
Okay, just stay where you are.
Oh, my God, are they gonna come get me? I'm on the other side of the office. I'm sure they're not going to know to come in here.
They're going to clear every room.
They will, okay?
They will, yes. When you say the other side of the office, what do you mean by that?
Like, when you walk into our office, there's, like, the main side, and then I'm on the right side, like, next to the conference room in this, like, closet thing, essentially.
Okay, so are you hiding in the closet or under the desk?
I'm under the desk, but my office is in the closet.
In the closet, which is next to the conference room?
Yeah, next to the conference room. Oh, my God, where are the police?
They are clearing room by room right now, okay?
Okay. Okay.
Hang in there, they're almost there.
Hold on. They're yelling. They think I'm in the room. I don't know what to do. It's just me! I need help! I'm an employee! I don't know. They're saying they're going to bust down the door.
Okay, just speak with them, okay? Just let them know who you are, and they'll be in there to get you out, okay?
Wait, it's my boss! I'm an employee! Hello? It's me. I'm an employee.
I'm going to disconnect with you.
My hands are up.
Okay. I'm disconnecting. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Actress Katherine Heigl, a passionate animal advocate who has saved over 16,000 dogs, says she's been seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. She believes there's a link between canine health and diet. After extensive research, she developed Superfood Complete, a dog food pack with over 30 wholesome ingredients, including superfoods beneficial for your furry friend. Superfood Complete isn't just about deliciousness, though dogs love the taste. It's about supporting overall well-being. In addition to providing a healthy option for your pet, Badlands Ranch, the maker of Superfood Complete, also supports the Jason DeBus Heigl Foundation, which helps rescue countless dogs and find them loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and loving it. Go to badlandsranch.com/MC901 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/MC901 today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
The last caller we heard, she was nervous and frightened, and for good reason. She was very close to where the shooting was taking place. She was hiding, but not in a secure location. At one point, she said the door to where she was couldn't be locked. Without knowing what was happening, she wasn't able to tell if this was a full-on active shooter going door-to-door looking for more victims or not. She hid and tried her best to keep quiet. The length of the call, as I said, it was originally almost 18 minutes long. Some people might ask why it took so long for police to get there. It didn't take them that long to get to the building at all, but the officers had to make it up to the fifth floor, doing so with as much speed as they could while also being alert to the surroundings. They want to make sure that they don't blindly walk by the shooter as they're trying to make an escape, and police also don't want to get ambushed by the person or people with the guns. As I said before playing the call, it was extremely tense. Sitting there hearing the shots, hiding, trying to remain as silent as possible, not knowing if the next person to open the door will be someone looking to harm you or help you. The last call I have is from someone who was inside from where the shooting took place, and she has a lot more of what happened.
911 emergency, floor is 18415. Do you need police, fire, or medical?
Police and the medical.
To what address or location?
1001 West Charleston.
Okay. Is that a house, business, or apartment?
Business.
Name of the business?
Yep.
What's the name of the business?
It's the City National Bank building.
Okay, what's good?
Fifth floor, suite 560.
Okay.
Apparently someone has come in and shot someone there. We believe the shooter is still present.
Okay, do you know where the shooter is now?
We do not. People were screaming in the hallway, so we brought people into our suite and locked the doors.
Do you know where the victim is at?
Suite 560.
Okay. Did you guys see the suspect? Do you know what they look like?
We do not. Actually, do we have any description of this?
It's her husband, yeah.
Okay.
Did someone say it was her husband?
Yes.
Okay, so is the victim a female and her husband came to the workplace and shot her?
I think it's a husband came and shot potentially Dennis Prince. The husband's name is Joe
Houston.
Approximately 70 years old.
Is that her giving you the information?
Yep.
Okay, can I talk to her directly?
Sure. Hold on. She's going to talk to you directly.
This is Attorney Lee.
Hi, you said this is your husband that came in?
No, it is not my husband. I'm here at a deposition. I represent the witness, Kelly Houston. She is the wife of the person who fired the shots.
Okay. Do you by chance have his date of birth at all?
I do not. He's approximately 70.
Okay. Do you know what color clothing he was wearing?
I don't even remember. That's I would be a terrible eyewitness.
That's okay. What did he shoot?
He's got on a dress shirt and maybe jeans, Dennis print. And I don't know if anyone else was shot.
Okay. Is Dennis another attorney?
He's an attorney. He was taking the deposition. I don't know if he was shot. I honestly, the gun came out next to me, and it was so shocking. We fled the room. I don't know if anyone was hit with a bullet. There were several shots fired, probably 8.
Okay. And this is all on the fifth floor, correct?
I didn't see blood. I didn't. Yes, it's in suite 560.
We have a lot of officers on the way. What suite are you guys in? Do you know?
What suite are we in?
Room 520.
520.
Okay, how many people are in that suite with you?
Just me and Kelly Houston, the wife, okay. And she was the witness at the depot.
West of the elevators.
Okay. So there's 3 people in that unit with you, in that suite?
There are how many people in this? I don't know how many are in suite 560. The court reporter ran out. Kelly and I ran out.
Okay, but how many are in 520 with you now?
6 people in 520.
Okay. Any drinking or drugs that we know of?
No.
Does she happen to know what kind of firearm he might have?
I was sitting right next to him when he fired it. If I'm guessing, it's a semi-automatic, something like a 40.
Okay, like a handgun, though?
Yes.
What color was it, if you remember?
I don't. Black or silver, I don't remember.
Do we know if he had any other firearms on him?
None of us knew he had any firearms on him.
That's okay. It's completely understandable. What was your name one more time?
I'm sorry, what?
What was your name one more time? And a phone number for you if you have one?
My cell phone number, if my purse is down in the shooting suite.
That's okay.
My office phone, just so you have it, is...
Okay, we have a call set up again. Officers are on their way. Just do your best to shelter in place, and we'll be with you guys shortly, okay? If something changes, let us know.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Monday, April 8, 2024, 10:10 and 55 seconds.
After police made it into the room where the shooting happened, they found a chaotic scene. 3 people lay motionless, 2 with multiple gunshot wounds, and 1 with a single wound. Officers started trying to piece together what happened by asking direct witnesses about the shooting. The shooting took place inside the conference room of a law office. Inside that conference room was a deposition for a child custody case. On one side of the table sat 3 people, the other side 3 more, with a court reporter at the end of the table. The custody case was a dispute that had been going on for years, with the mother, 30-year-old Ashley Prince, trying to get sole custody of her children from her ex-husband, Dylan Houston. Representing Ashley was her new husband, Dennis Prince. At the far end of their side of the table was an associate of the Prince Law Firm, Shannon Wilson. Opposite side of the table were Kelly Houston, who was the mother of Dylan Houston, her attorney, Lisa Rasmussen, and finally Dylan's father, who was representing Dylan, his name, Joe Houston. Lisa Rasmussen was the caller in the last 911 call we listened to. She's been interviewed by local news there in Las Vegas and recounted what happened. Everyone walked in the room, and before the deposition got started, Joe Houston, Dylan's father and attorney, asked the opposing attorney if there was any hope in resolving any of the issues for the sake of the kids. Dennis didn't respond at all. After the deposition began, Joe would ask around 3 questions to his wife, then stood up and pulled out a gun and started firing across the table. He shot both Dennis and Ashley multiple times, then a short time later, shot himself in the head. While the initial shots happened, the others in the room left. No one else was harmed during the shooting. Police are still trying to figure out what prompted this. Obviously, the custody aspect had something to do with it. Also, the shooter, who was 77 years old, had terminal cancer. When I initially started looking into this, to me it seemed pretty obvious. Take the mother out of the picture, and the father will regain custody of the children. What's puzzled both myself and the police? Joe Houston asked for Ashley to not be in the deposition that day. In an April 1st email going from Joe Houston to the opposing attorney and now husband of Ashley, he was asking that Ashley not be present during the deposition. Dennis wrote back saying, "We don't agree to your request," and also said he didn't know if Ashley would be present. 2 days later, Joe wrote another email stating, in all caps, "I request again that Ashley not be present." After that, Joe seemed like he was trying to poke at the opposing attorney a bit, noting that Dennis shouldn't repeat any questions that were asked in the other depositions. He wrote, "Hopefully you were competent enough to review the transcript of the other deposition and the questions that have already been asked of her," talking about his wife, Kelly. The response from Dennis was, "I have the right to follow up on questions been previously asked. You need not worry about my competency." He also noted that Ashley would be present at the deposition. It's still not known and may never be known exactly why 77-year-old Joe Houston brought a gun to a deposition that day or why he decided to use it the way he did. That'll wrap up this episode. Before I get into anything else, though, I got a bit of a bonus episode for everyone, but you'll have to do a little extra for it. Believe me, though, this episode is a doozy. It will definitely be worth your effort. This bonus episode will be released only on YouTube and Patreon. It will not be in the normal podcast feed. I've been trying to bump up my numbers over on YouTube a bit, so I figured, what better way to do it than to post a YouTube exclusive? Patreon members, you don't have to worry about a thing. You already have this episode and don't have to make the journey over to YouTube, unless you'd like to help out by subscribing there as well. If you've not been to my YouTube channel, it's simple. Just go to YouTube and search for Music City 901. Once you get to my channel, you'll be able to find a bonus episode pretty easily. While you're there, as they say in YouTube language, hit the subscribe button, smash the like button, and punch the bell icon to get notifications of new episode releases. That will help out immensely. Be sure to follow the show on all social media, all of which are listed in the show notes. And I'm still working on my patch collection too. So if you work for another dispatch, police, fire, or other responder agency, feel free to send a patch my way. Or if you want to send anything else, fan mail or other goodies, the mailing address is also listed in the show notes. Until next time, which I'm hoping will be in the next few minutes over on YouTube, for Music City 901, I'm Brandon, and y'all have a good one.